It's time for the Chamber Member-to-Member Focus, brought to you by the Windham Area Chamber of Commerce, designed to promote local and area businesses and help us understand why shopping local is so important to keeping our community strong. Here now is the Assistant Chamber Director, Katie Greener.
All right, so yeah, this is Katie from the Windham Chamber here, and we are on for our member-to-member feature for the month. And for those of you who may be new to that, this is where we sit down with a few chamber members in the community and kind of zoom in on who they are and give them an opportunity to talk about their business. So today, we're here with Kathy Hansen from Five Star Realty, Danielle Rosso from Exit Realty, and Betsy Herding from River's Edge Realty. Ladies, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So would love to start off hearing from each of you, kind of your story. How did you each get into real estate? Danielle, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Well, I was actually in advertising and marketing for the last 11 years. The last couple of years, I was looking for something to potentially, supplement my income. And I'd done a few job interviews and really didn't find anything that interested me. Well, I was also involved in our Lakeville Business Association in Lakeville, Minnesota, and I decided to step down as the president and turn the reins over to someone else. So we went to a chamber mixer at the Round Lake Winery, and I actually met Lee and Tricia Porter there. And I think we talked real estate most of the evening, and the next day I signed up for classes. So that's why I'm here today. But actually, it isn't any longer a supplemental income. It actually has turned into my full-time career. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, and how about you, Betsy?
Let's see. I was working full-time as the economic development director for the city of St. James. And then when I had my son, Caleb, who's about to turn 17, I decided to take time off to be a stay-at-home mom and quickly realized that that was not the right thing for me and I needed to be working. So that's when I talked to Lisa Ferdin at the time. She was in the ownership role at River's Edge and decided to get my license in real estate. And now I'm also full-time real estate.
Right.
So.
And you have some background in like economic development too, right?
Yeah, correct. Yep, that's my degree is in urban and regional studies, and I worked in a couple of different capacities in economic development. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. And Kathy, you have a unique background too. I remember you saying you've been in medical technology. How do you get from that to being a real estate
agent? I'm the oddball here. I come from a completely different background. I graduated from college with a degree, Bachelor of Science in Medical Technology. I started my career in Winchester, Virginia as a microbiologist for 6 years. I got a phone call, mom had cancer. I decided it was time to move closer, so I came back to the Midwest, moved to Nebraska, and started working at a company that manufactured and fine-tuned DNA analyzers. From there, I went to Mankato and worked for Cambria Countertops. I was a quality control manager at the fabrication shop, so I do have management experience. From there, I moved even closer to home. I came back to my hometown of Windham. I was the lab manager at the ethanol plant for 5 years over there. And I married Brent Hansen, who owns Hansen Plumbing. His parents had Mark Hansen Realty in Mountain Lake, and that's how I got introduced to real estate. And 2006, we opened an office of Mark Hansen Realty here in Windham. From that, we rented an office here out of the KDOM building. I decided that I wanted to invest in Windham, so I purchased an office downtown, became my own primary broker, and now we have Five Star Realty in downtown Windham.
Yeah. Actually, all of you guys kind of have an office either on the square or like just off
of
the
square.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
That's love it down there.
Mm-hmm.
It's handy.
Yeah, it's the walkability is nice. You know,
yeah.
Post office and the law office and the courthouse.
Yep.
And yeah, all
it's
that.
Really pretty down there, too. We love it down there.
Definitely. So for each of you, just, wow, you all shared a lot of, you know, interesting experiences with family and moving and jobs. So fast forward to now and where you've been in real estate. What's the most rewarding part of your job?
I would say meeting new people, making new relationships. I'm a giver. I love helping people. I would say, you know, some people call us and ask questions. It doesn't mean we're going to make money off of it. We love helping people. we'll get calls saying, you know, what if I do this to my house? Will it help my value? Well, we'll help them with that. I had someone call me the other day from the school saying, will this help the appraisal value? I didn't know the answer, so I called an appraiser, got him that answer. So we're here to help more than just buying and selling. We're here to answer questions and to help people, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, you know, to add to that, which is pretty much what Kathy is saying, is basically it's building relationships. You're building relationships with your clients. You're getting to know them. You know it's one of their dreams to achieve home ownership or to maybe sell their home to go on to a new journey. And to be a part of that, that's huge. For me, that's really rewarding to see them be able to achieve that dream or to take that next step to do what they want to do.
I agree.
Yeah. I know for me, I've been on the other side of the, you know, the buying process, I guess, a couple years ago, buying my first home and having that person to not just explain the technicalities, but to kind of be like a friend and mentor you through the whole process, especially if you're a younger, you know, first-time homeowner. It's a lot to think about, and, you know, you're putting a lot of trust in the agent who's helping you. So.
And I think all of us have made friendships from meeting the people that we've met, and it's really fun. It's very rewarding.
Right.
Yeah. Betsy, anything to add? A rewarding experience that comes to mind for you?
I mean, I'm not going to repeat, but that is, real estate's all about building relationships, and it's not always, the transactions aren't always easy. There's a lot of players involved, and our job is to really make sure that as much as we can, you know, we're communicating between the client, the lender, the appraiser, the inspector, and so it's rewarding when you get to the closing table and you have happy customers because you've done your job.
And a lot of it's problem solving, and we do a lot of that between each other, our companies, our clients, our customers, the lenders, the inspectors, the appraisers. A lot of it's problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rewarding when you solve that problem. Not so fun when you're going through it,
right?
But fun when you solve it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we talked last week when I was able to meet with you individually why, you know, local realty is so important in a small town like Windham. What would you say, you know, sets apart the approach you each have with your agency compared to a larger city? Like, what are you going to find in the small town real estate approach?
I can hit on that just a little bit. So when you have a small town real estate agent working with you, that agent usually knows the town. They usually know what's happening in the community, potentially, you know, if there's jobs available, things like that. They can help pinpoint you to where you want to be. And it kind of touches on about what we talked about before with the relationships, because the transaction, they walk you through the whole transaction, you know, from getting that lender, from finding the perfect home, from finding the title company to, you know, close on the property. They have the answers there because they've been working with these people for quite a while.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. And go ahead, Betsy.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, too, I think you, in a smaller community, you're going to get more of the white glove treatment because it is word of mouth. And so if Danielle's done a good job for her client, or, you know, then they're going to tell their friends and family to use that person. And so versus a big community where it's maybe a little bit less personal.
Right. And everybody knows everybody. So if you do something wrong, you're going to hear it.
Right.
And I would say a repeat customer is the best compliment that we can get.
Wow. Absolutely.
And I would say one of the reasons that we are so important in a small town is because we bring the most valuable asset a town can have, and that's people. We bring service providers. We've brought multiple doctors. We brought a dentist last year and his wife, who has her own home bakery. We brought physical therapists, multiple teachers, many families and students, multiple law enforcement officers, businesses to town. Many small towns become obsolete without an increasing population, and each person is an asset to this town, and we bring people to this town.
Absolutely. And I've talked to each of you, too, about, you know, your teams and how you build your teams and the personality and how you pair a client with a particular agent. Like, that's really important, because if you think about, you know, someone who's moving to a new town and everything's new, and how do you belong? How do you get to know the town? Like, you guys are kind of stepping in that gap and maybe like the deal breaker or maker for somebody of that difference of why, what kind of sells it for them of why would they want to move here?
Right.
Yeah. So, and on that too, like, we all kind of have our reasons for why we love, you know, Windham and being in a small town and maybe coming back after leaving. But what are you seeing lately from clients as far as why are they moving to Wyndham? What do they love about coming here?
Well, I personally, I'm seeing a lot of people coming from bigger communities in other states, and it is incredible.
I mean, a lot.
Had a house that had kind of have a lull for a few weeks. There weren't a whole lot of showings. And then we had three offers, and they were all from, one was California, one was Missouri, and one was Montana. And they're all people just that can work remotely. And they want to get away from the mess they're living in and move to this community or a small town atmosphere.
Twin Cities as well, they're coming from.
Yeah. It's quality of life, and so it's really interesting to see that it's happening here in our little neck of the woods.
Yeah, they're migrating from the big cities.
Right.
And the,
right.
Well, I think our industrial businesses have a huge impact on that as well.
Yes.
We have a lot of people coming in because they know they can get a job here. You know, we've got Toro, we've got High Life, we've got Fast, we've got all these great companies that are still hiring, and it gives people hope that, you know, I can move my family here and start a future.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm getting some people that are retiring and that have are from Wyndham that are coming back here for the simplicity of the life, and it's slower here, a slower pace of life, and they're tired of the rushing around and the traffic. And I will say one thing about Wyndham is when there's someone that's hurting, we take care of them.
Right.
There was a blizzard. We put people up in the Bark Center. When someone is in need, Hillary Mathis is the perfect example.
Yes.
She'll lead us all along. Everybody donates, and that person has what they need. This is a caring and giving city, and I'm very proud of Wyndham.
Yeah, so touching, too, a little more on the market, like the last 24 months since COVID and now with inflation, you know, we're hearing where some people are feeling it, you know, personally, the effects of what's been going on the last couple of years, and we're hearing things on the news, but from your experience, what are you seeing in the market right now?
It's really changed. And so, you know, you've heard all of us in the real estate world telling sellers it's time to buy or time to sell, time to list your house. And it's been, you know, just we've never had that experience where most houses received multiple offers. But now with interest rates more, you know, double what they were a few months ago, we're seeing more of a neutral market. Not saying it's bad, because I think Wyndham's always been a little bit insulated from what's happened nationally with the economy. But it's definitely not the hot seller's market it was. It's just more of a neutral market.
It's not as crazy as last year. It's not as crazy as last year. It's still good, but it's not insane like last year.
Right. Sure.
So to do pricing right now is really hard for all of us because we can't do comparables to last year. Because it's not as crazy as last year. You can't go back to 2020 because it's not quite like that. So you're kind of at a happy medium at pricing. It's really hard right now with pricing.
But I think to add one more thing with that, with Wyndham, like you said, you know, we're kind of in our own little
bubble
situation. I think even throughout when we had the shortage of houses and things like that, Wyndham still was a bit consistent. I mean, we usually had a few houses on the market most of the time, and it kind of cycles, which I think is really good, and I think it's a way to, that buyers or potential sellers can be confident that, you know, they will be able to purchase or sell a home.
Definitely. And homes are still moving, and we're still getting good money for them. It's just not the craziness of last year. So you have to be realistic when you list your house now, and just kind of keep that in mind, that interest rates are up. There are more homes on the market, so just keep that in mind when you're listing.
Sure. Any, like, quirky trends you're seeing right now as far as, like, the looks of homes? I know in Wyndham we have a huge spectrum of older homes and newer builds and remodeled homes, but what are you seeing that is, like, catching on with people when they're looking for, like, styles in a home?
I would say this is probably from COVID, but I'm seeing, and we're all seeing, probably more home offices or beefed-up home offices because during COVID everyone had to work from home. Some people are still working from home and may continue to work from home. Also, home entertainment spaces have become more popular. I know myself, I don't go out as much as I used to, and we've beefed up our home entertainment space, and that's our entertainment now. So because of COVID, that's sort of changed the way everybody lives still.
Yep. Well, and we were just talking too about game rooms, you know, for the teens.
Yep.
I just was working with a client and they have two kids and the boy took the smaller bedroom if he could have that little room in the basement with no window for his gaming room. Yeah. So it's a nice compromise.
Betsy and I were liking this room because it's padded. We wanted to do that for our boys, the game, so we can't hear them
screaming at 1 o'clock in the morning.
And I know I've jumped on the bandwagon of like outside projects too, and landscaping, gardening. I feel like that's become more
fire
popular
pits,
too.
Right. Outdoor patios, things like that. Yeah, gazebos, just more places to hang out at home.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of changed our environment, our world right now, and still the effects of COVID, but good effects from COVID.
Yeah.
I would say.
So just kind of wrapping up here, what would you each say to someone who's looking to get into real estate? Maybe it's, hey, don't do what I did, or do what I did. You know, maybe it sounds like you each have a lot of, even if it was an unrelated job, some really transferable skills into the expertise and the relationships you have with clients. But yeah, just on a practical level, what would you say to someone who's looking to get into real estate as like a career move?
I think first and foremost, I think it would be good for them to talk to somebody that's in the industry. Mm. Maybe come see one of us at our office, visit with us about how to get in. You take a class, you take a course, then you take a test, a state and a national test. The most important thing there is when you look for leadership, to find a broker that's going to take you and teach you and help you go through the step-by-step process and how to become a successful real estate agent.
Yeah, I would say it's not a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job.
That's for sure.
They'll call you on Christmas morning and just be ready to learn to give yourself some downtime as well as work time.
Yeah.
You need to kind of regulate that. You almost, you need to be part counselor and therapist because that's what you become when you deal with people. It's not a bad thing. You need to learn how to listen. You need to learn how to read people and how to work with them to best suit their needs. I would say it's very rewarding, but it is also very exhausting at times. But it is a very rewarding job and very rewarding career.
No, I agree. I think being a very good communicator is critical.
Definitely, and outgoing.
Your listening skills are critical. I mean, you have to be able to listen to what your client is telling you, and sometimes they don't even know, but you need to draw it out of them, you know, too. And like Kathy said, it's not a 9-to-5 job, and a lot of times you take your work home with you because you take your clients on, and emotionally you want the best for them, and so that's a real big challenge. But and like I said, those are the hardest ones are the most rewarding when you get to them
to
the closing.
And
table.
They may just need a text to say everything's going to be okay. Well,
you're
on vacation, it takes 2 seconds, and they're fine.
Absolutely. Well, ladies, it's been really awesome having you on today. For Danielle, Betsy, and Kathy, where can people go to learn more about your agency?
The best way to reach me, Danielle Rosso, at Exit Realty is my phone. It's 507-822-1597. We do have an office on 9th Street, 225 9th Street, so you can stop down there as well.
And you can find us downtown on the corner right next to Johnson Hardware. And our office number is 831-2819. Thank you.
And we are located at 921 3rd Avenue in downtown Windham. My cell is 507-822-1400. Our website is 5starrealtypros.com.
Awesome. Ladies, thanks for being on today.
Thank you.
And again, I was here with Danielle, Betsy, and Kathy, three of our real estate agents in town. And I'm Katie from the Chamber. Thanks for joining us for our member-to-member feature.